Numbers 31, verses 1 to 6. War in seeming weakness. I emphasize the seeming. War in seeming weakness. Numbers 31, verses 1 to 6. God has commanded Moses. The Lord said to Moses, verse 1, chapter 31 of Numbers, take vengeance on the Midianites for the Israelites, and so on. And then verse 3. So Moses said to the people, arm some of your men to go to war against the Midianites and to carry out the Lord's vengeance on them. Send into battle, and I pause there. Numbers 31, beginning at verse 1. The Lord commanded, right, that's the first thing. The Lord said to Moses, now notice this word, so. So, verse 3. So Moses said to the people, so. And that's not the only time. Verse 5, which we haven't got to yet. So. So and so happened. Do you see the consequence? God has commanded. Moses obeys. The people obey. There's the principle. God's command. And we obey. Now, do you notice the word some? So Moses said to the people, arm some of your men, verse 3, to go to war against the Midianites. Some, only some. Now let's go on and read. Only a few. Let's read it. Send into battle, verse 3, 1,000 men from each of the tribes of Israel. So 12,000 men armed for battle, 1,000 from each tribe, were supplied from the clans of Israel. Moses sent them into battle, 1,000 from each tribe. It's emphasized, you see the stressing here, 1,000 from each tribe. Equality? But look at the smallness of the number, 1,000. Along with Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the priest who took with him articles from the sanctuary, and the trumpets for signaling. Numbers 31, verses 1 to 6. A tiny minority. If my sums are right, I've done a bit of sums on it. I think that's about 2% of the population, or the male population even. And the odds against them are huge. If you look at verse 32 and on, you'll see the plunder and the huge number, over 500,000 sheep, for example. And then 32,000 women who had never slept with a man. So how many men were there? What was the population of Moab and Midian? And yet God sent, Moses sent, only 12,000 into battle. It was at the command of God, that's the first thing. And it must be, I can't think of any other explanation, only the power of God would give them the victory. God gives the command and God gives the power. Now I see that the principle in the New Covenant. God commands us and we obey the command and we go. As God commanded us, Christ commanded us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Does he promise by his Spirit to be with us? Lo, I am with you always. All power is given unto me, says Christ. Go ye therefore. Then we go in obedience and we war in seeming weakness. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 if you don't believe about weakness. We aren't clever. We haven't got schemes. We haven't got devices and money to sort it and all the rest of it. That's not the issue. The issue is the power of God and the command of God. And it's all obedience here. But Moses had to give the command. He had to arm the people, and the people had to obey. And this word so comes, so. So they did it. Verse 3 and verse 5. It was all under God's command. Verse 1. There was equal shares. There was no boasting. Each tribe sent. But these people are so weak, not just in numbers. They're nomads. They've been wandering in a desert for 40 years. Their fathers were slaves in Egypt. What kit have they got? What gear have they got? What weapons of war have they got? How can they fight? But here they are. They are being sent. Surely it's as Zechariah 6:4 says, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Joseph Hart has a hymn line, war in weakness. I'll quote it in a minute. Well, I've changed that, war in seeming weakness. For with God, in God's name, Zechariah 10, verse 12, marching in God's name is the power. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. 10:1-5, second letter, chapter 10 of Corinthians. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, bringing captivity, thoughts to Christ, and so on. They're not carnal weapons, but we're in the new covenant. But we are to be encouraged to go and take these weapons. There's a couple of hymns I'd like to refer to. Just a verse from Joseph Hart. Gird thy loins up, Christian soldier. Lo, thy captain calls thee out. Let the danger make thee bolder. War in weakness, dare in doubt. Buckle on thy heavenly armour. Patch up no inglorious peace. Let thy courage wax the warmer as thy foes and fears increase. That's Joseph Hart. And here's Richard Burnham. Ye heaven-bound soldiers all, ye saints redeemed with blood, on your great leader call and nobly fight for God. Spiritually, of course, not with the weapons of the world, no. Arise, proclaim your captain's fame, preach Christ, that's what he's saying, and loudly sing his conquering name. The troops of hell must fly before heaven's glorious king. Then on his arm rely, not the arm of flesh. The arm of flesh will fail you, as Wesley said. And he'll deliverance bring if you rely on his arm. Then you'll proclaim your captain's fame and loudly sing his conquering name. May we in every storm keep Jesus full in sight. He will our foes disarm and put them all to flight. Then we'll proclaim our captain's fame and loudly sing his conquering name. May we pursue the fight in Jesus' strength alone, till the great Prince of Light gives thee eternal crown. Then we'll proclaim our captain's fame and loudly sing his conquering name and fame. Well, may God give us grace to do it. Gideon went, he had too many, and God reduced him to hardly anything, but with God, one is a majority, as it were. Remember David fighting against Goliath? Remember David and Jonathan? Whether there's many with us or not, says David, we can. 1 Samuel 14, verse 6. What an encouragement for Canaan to think that God was with them. And though they were just 12,000, they won against overwhelming odds. They went in God's command and in God's power and in God's name. That's the secret, my brother and sister. What an encouragement for them facing Canaan. What an encouragement for us. What an encouragement for you, brother and sister. Labour on, go labour on, in the name of God, by the word of God, in the power of the Spirit of God. Weakness, yes, glory in weakness, 2 Corinthians 12, because in your weakness you prove the strength of Christ. I want to take this encouragement. I don't want to give up. I want to war in seeming weakness. May God bless this to us all. Amen.